Did you know that many LCMS military personnel and their families are unable to receive Word and Sacrament ministry due to the lack of LCMS chaplains? Ministry to the Armed Forces is looking for pastors who will answer the call to serve as a chaplain to provide Word and Sacrament ministry to the men and women who selflessly serve our nation. Find out more about this exciting ministry by contacting me, Chaplain Craig Mueller, at lcmschaps@lcms.org. That is lcmschaps@lcms.org.
Strong Band, sung by the Concordia Seminary Chorus, playing right now on our 24/7 sacred music station, Lutheran Public Radio. Here's what John wrote recently on the LPR Facebook page. Excellent sacred music available by asking Alexa for Lutheran Public Radio. Listen to sacred music for the Easter season on Amazon Alexa, Google Home, at LutheranPublicRadio.org, and on the LPR mobile app. Our lives have all been disrupted. There's no doubt about it. Mine has, yours has. No one has escaped the disruption. But what if your life and your livelihood, your duty and your calling required you to constantly be training in a state of readiness to maybe board a ship with thousands of other people in close quarters and set off for months at sea, or took you to far places all over the globe and when this hit, you were stuck there and cannot return home? There was an Associated Press story about military chaplains pivoting to serve soldiers in the virus outbreak. We're going to be talking about it on this Tuesday afternoon. Joining us to do so, Chaplain Craig Mueller. He's director of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces and formerly served at the Pentagon as deputy chaplain of the U.S. Marine Corps. Craig, welcome back to Issues, Etc.
Well, thank you, Todd. It's great to be here.
How significantly has the U.S. military been affected by both COVID-19 and the shutdown stay-at-home orders?
It's had a huge impact. I know that all of America is feeling, well, I guess the world, even if you would say, is feeling it. But for the military, especially the stay-at-home orders, they usually rotate every 2 or 3 years, and there's a system of replacements and relief for different positions. So that's going to be completely thrown out of order, and it's going to have a second, third order effect down the road. But I think, one thing about the military folks is that they are pretty flexible, and they understand, with deployments and war, things like this have happened before with their orders being changed or being put on hold. But at this level of massive shutdown and not traveling, it's pretty unique for some of our chaplains. In fact, I think for some of my chaplains that I've talked to, those who have been operational forces, like that article talked about, the Green Berets, we actually have a chaplain with that same unit, with the Green Berets at Fort Bragg. They kind of like it in a way because it's the first time in a long time he's been home with his family because they're very high operational, up-tempo kind of guys and groups. So there's blessings and challenges to all of it, but it's definitely turned the world upside down for many people.
Is the military able to effectively train and remain in a state of readiness at a time like this?
Well, I think it's definitely challenging. In fact, I just had a meeting with all of our Reserve Guard chaplains on a Zoom. So we're doing the same thing for us. And it definitely has affected the training just because it's not a face-to-face, knee-to-knee or with your unit kind of training. But there's a lot of things they can do like anything else. There's a lot of online, interactive training that they can do, making the best of it. But part of the state of the readiness is obviously we're going to do the best as chaplains to be right there with our troops, where and when needed. In fact, some of our reserve personnel have been mobilized because of the pandemic because they're stationed at hospital units or medical facilities. So they actually had to be deployed to support those units.
So explain how shutdowns, stay-at-home orders, and especially social distancing translate into a military environment?
Sure, great question, because I think for the set of orders, I kind of talked about a little bit before, but it really is what they do. You know, they have a specific tour of duty, and when it's time to move to another position or a place of duty, it can slows that down and causes all kinds of second-order effects of confusion and so forth. And I guess it depends on when you're caught. It's like one of our chaplains actually has been overseas, and because of this, he's going to end up being there a long time before he's able to come home to be with his family because he was caught in the middle of it and extended. And others who are looking forward to moving have now been put on hold, and they're just kind of waiting it out. The social distancing probably is most challenging because, as that article that you mentioned, Todd, that I read in the AP, is it really is true. Most of the ministry of our chaplains is personal one-on-one, being with the troops in the field, being with the troops in their physical training, being with them in the barracks. You know, it really is being in and among them. So that is a challenging thing for a military chaplain to shift gears.
We've heard a lot about COVID-19 outbreaks on Navy vessels. Explain those very difficult circumstances.
Sure, that is a very challenge. In fact, we have four of our chaplains who are now on carriers, and I know that's one that's been in the news lately, the Theodore Roosevelt. But the challenge is, I don't know if you've ever seen photos or been on a Navy ship, it's pretty tight quarters. There's not a lot of room to do social distancing. You know, some of the enlisted berthing areas, you know, they can be racked on top of each other pretty high to have that many, you know, thousands of troops together, especially on a carrier. So it's a challenge, you know, once that gets infected, as we saw, because there's no place to really social distance. There's just not much you can do. So they're doing what they can, the best they can, before a ship gets underway, to quarantine them before they get on ship. And, you know, they're doing everything they can humanly possible so they don't miss their duty, I guess, if you would say. Obviously, there's still bad people out there, and we need to be on patrol and be prepared for that. So they're doing the best they can, but it is definitely a challenge. You know, in all the service branches, I think that the Navy in particular, and maybe the Coast Guard with their cutters and other vessels like that, it's just almost impossible to do social distancing. So there's a lot that we don't know yet, but they're doing the best they can to allow ministry to go on those ships. But they just got to really be creative and think out of the box, and hopefully we can get through this together.
How has the situation affected military families at home? Talk about that, if you would, Craig.
Sure. I think that, again, is that one family I mentioned, that they actually get to see, you know, husband and dad longer than normal because he's not able to deploy, and he usually is gone a lot. So there's a blessing part of that. But I would say probably most of the majority of them, it affects them because the chaplains still are on call. And so, and their deployments are being extended, and then the uncertainty of when they're going to move. Maybe their household goods are already packed up, and now they're going to be in storage for 2-3 months whenever they can get them moved. And, you know, there's just kinds of things that you just don't think about that families are dealing with as, you know, especially like I mentioned before, some of our Reserve Guard chaplains who were mobilized to the fight, if you will, you know, to the epicenters, to New York or the state of Washington or wherever it was, to help support through their hospital chaplaincy training. And so it's a lot of challenge for sure. And the not that it's much different than anybody else has, but I think, you know, for a military family, it's just a different perspective in the fact that they're not sure of when, you know, what's going to happen as far as they're moving. You know, a lot of times we're concerned here as civilians now that I am as a retired guy is, you know, when can we get back to normal, if you will? But for them, normal is moving every 2 or 3 years, deployments, reunions, training, and all those sort of things.
What has changed for the military chaplains that you work with?
Well, I think, Todd, the big thing really is, and again, it's probably no different than some of our parish pastors, but for the military, 90% of what you do in this mission field is really one-on-one, but small groups being with them wherever they are. You have to be among them. We call it in the Navy deck plate ministry or battlefield rotation, but getting out among them. Now that a chaplain can't do that, it's a lot harder for them because a lot of the troops that they serve and are called to be as their chaplains may not normally be church-going people. You know, a lot of this is a mission field of them being out there helping these young men and women through the crisis in their life. And to do that, they got to be relational with them. So it really is relationships that is driven. And I think the chaplain in that article commented on that, and that was well said, that it really is. I think he used the comment about the shepherd getting the sheep stink on him. You know, you're out there with them wherever they are.
What can our listeners do to help military members and their families, as well as the chaplains who serve them during a crisis like this?
Well, Todd, I think the big thing is, you know, we say it all the time, and we really mean it, just prayers. It's just a unique situation for them, and to help them, especially those who are deployed right now, a normal deployment, but the uncertainty of how long they'll be extended or, you know, when they'll be able to actually become home. In fact, I have one of our chaplains who just came back from Afghanistan who got caught in it. So he had, after a 12-month deployment, then he had to wait in Texas for 2 weeks of quarantine, and then he had to fly to his parish in Maui. And so he had to wait another 2 weeks of quarantine there before he can eat, so he hasn't even seen his family. So it really extends that. The prayers and thinking about them. The other situation what congregations can do is just contact our office. We have ways to reach out to support the chaplains or adopt a chaplain. In fact, we had a couple of folks, Marines or soldiers and sailors, who got stuck in the middle of this in Japan, and one of our congregations ended up sending like 30 care packages because these troops were actually caught en route, so they didn't have a lot of hygiene materials or, you know, just the basic life things, and they were stuck. And so the chaplains were able to liaison with our congregations to get them the support they need. So that's really critical. And so basically, Todd, I would say if they're interested in reaching out and supporting our chaplains and the people we serve, they can just email us at lcmschaps@lcms.org, and we will connect them with someone in need. And I would say also, if they even have a member of their congregation or a family member who's serving, they would like our chaplains to try to look in on them to get contact with us as well.
Chaplain Craig Mueller is director of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. He formerly served at the Pentagon as deputy chaplain of the U.S. Marine Corps. Learn more about LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces on the Talk on Demand archives page at issuesetc.org, serving those who serve, LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Chaplain Mueller, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, and the Lord be with you.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll continue our series, The Words of Scripture, talking with Pastor Will Whedon about kindness. It's media coverage of religion with Terry Mattingly, and we'll have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on an event that is really the beginning of the church. Well, it's the beginning of the New Testament church, when God sends His Holy Spirit upon His apostles, and that Holy Spirit begins to go out through the preaching of Christ in the book of Acts. We'll talk about Pentecost. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio. Do you know any military veterans in your church or community? Do you have a passion to support and reach them with the gospel of Jesus Christ? Then Operation Barnabas is for you. Called by Christ's love, Operation Barnabas engages, empowers, and equips LCMS faith communities to provide hope, healing, and support to military-connected persons living in their community. Operation Barnabas is a program of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Find out more at lcms.org/armedforces.